This is the parallax for Saturday, March 21st, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. President Trump sent conflicting signals about the three-week conflict with Iran on Friday, saying he's considering winding down the war while simultaneously announcing thousands of additional military deployments to the Middle East. Trump rejected the idea of a ceasefire, claiming the U.S. is obliterating Iran and stating he has nobody left to talk to among Iranian leadership. Yet how outlets frame this varies significantly. Axios presents Trump's comments as the strongest signal yet that he's actively moving toward de-escalation, though it notes the conflict over the Strait of Hormuz remains unresolved. Al Jazeera emphasizes the mixed messages emerging from an escalating war with expanding troop deployments. Bloomberg, meanwhile, frames Trump as potentially losing control of the conflict he started, pointing to Tehran's defiance and allies refusing to help reopen the critical strait. The Washington Examiner suggests Trump is hiding his endgame in plain sight, with military movements indicating he may be considering ground operations. Those escalating tensions came as Iran demonstrated expanded military capabilities. On Friday, Iran fired two intermediate-range ballistic missiles at Diego Garcia, a U.S.-UK military base over 2,000 miles away in the Indian Ocean. According to U.S. officials, both missiles missed their targets, but the strike exposed Iranian capabilities previously unknown to Western intelligence. The attack followed Britain's announcement that it would allow the U.S. to use its bases for defensive strikes against Iran. Iran's foreign ministry warned Britain it was endangering its citizens by hosting American military operations and asserted Tehran's right to self-defense. Newsmax reported Iran explicitly stated it would exercise that right, while the BBC noted that earlier Iranian strikes on bases hosting U.S. forces caused approximately $800 million in damage. Meanwhile, a federal judge sided with press freedom on Friday, blocking key portions of the Trump administration's restrictive Pentagon press access policy on First Amendment grounds. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman ruled that the policy, introduced in October, violated constitutional protections by requiring media organizations to pledge not to gather information without Defense Department authorization. The New York Times had challenged the restrictions, and Judge Friedman determined the policy allowed the Pentagon to punish journalists. NPR and Al Jazeera both highlighted the judicial rejection of what they characterized as an attempt to force journalists out. The Guardian emphasized that key portions of the policy were blocked, while the Washington Examiner noted the judge issuing the ruling was a Bill Clinton appointee. Turning to global energy markets, the Trump administration took an unexpected step Friday to manage oil prices by waiving sanctions on Iranian oil purchases at sea for 30 days. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said the move would bring approximately 140 million barrels to global markets to ease surging prices driven by the war. The decision reflects efforts to manage disruptions caused by Iran's effective blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, which has kept shipping virtually halted for 3 weeks. The Guardian reported on Bessent's announcement, while Bloomberg detailed how the U.S. allowed sale of Iranian oil and petrochemical products loaded onto tankers as its latest effort to counter rising prices. Even as the U.S. eased restrictions, Iran itself began using shipping access as a negotiating tool. Iran stated Friday it will allow Japanese vessels to transit the Strait of Hormuz, following consultations between Iranian and Japanese officials. Additionally, according to Bloomberg's reporting, an Iranian Navy officer guided an Indian LNG tanker through the strait after negotiations between Tehran and New Delhi. Al Jazeera noted that Japan sources 90% of its crude from the Middle East and is heavily dependent on exports transiting the key waterway, making Iran's selective permissions strategically significant. The move signals Iran is maintaining its broader blockade while offering selective passage to countries willing to negotiate. That's the parallax for Saturday, March 21st. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.